You're tuned to WQCS 88.9 FM. I'm Kenrick Thomas. When you think of golf, what comes to your mind? The Masters? The U.S. Open? Jack Nicklaus? Arnold Palmer? What about learning the ropes of life and how to respect one another? Well, that's what the Boys and Girls Club of Martin County has found in the sport of golf, and they will apply those values to the children that are members of their program.
It'd be kind of hard to golf like this, wouldn't it? You think?
Oh, it would be easy for me.
It's a hot and humid day at the Piper's Landing Yacht and Country Club in Palm City. Day one of learning the nine core values, which was established by the First Tee, an international youth development organization. You can see the sweat dripping down everyone's face onto their clothes. The children don't seem to be fazed by the humidity because in their minds, they're getting ready to have fun. But today, having fun means learning how to respect yourself and others. That's the first of the nine core values they'll be learning. The others are honesty, integrity, sportsmanship, confidence, responsibility, perseverance, courtesy, and judgment. And these are the core values the game of golf models itself after.
Shaking someone's hand, respect. When you're shaking someone's hand, you should do eye contact, firm hand shake. When you're older, you should know how to do that.
That's Kevin Love of the Palm City branch of the Boys and Girls Club. He's the tallest of all the children, but he tends to be the quietest. He's the type that will listen and do exactly what you say. Regan Hearn is another kid who was quiet for most of the time, and he picked up some valuable lessons in golf.
Being safe around golf clubs, like, don't hit people. Like, if there's somebody behind you, make sure there's no one behind you.
All right. So the bullseye, we also have a line on the top of the golf club right there.
Tom Magnet is a First Tee Treasure Coast coach and a golf professional at the PGA Center for Golf Living and Performance. He's still energetic after cutting practice short due to light raindrops, but Magnet is still impressed with the kids' performance today.
I thought this Boys and Girls Club just had a lot of kids that showed, you know, nine core values. They were all very respectful from the start, and were all very courteous to others.
When you're done with your golf match, you shake your opponent's hand. That's respect. And sportsmanship. When you're teeing off, you need to use judgment. And you stay quiet when another golfer is putting, so he can concentrate. And that teaches courtesy. These are examples of how golf teaches the nine core values.
When they go to their first job interview, that's going to be a skill that's really, really going to help them out. Just maybe they will get that first job.
He tells us about the feedback he gets from the parents.
And his father opened the car door for his mother. And this little girl just said, "Daddy, that's being very courteous." And the parents came in the next week, and they were just so happy. It shows that we're making good kids more than good golfers. That's what's really important.
You think you did that correctly? No. I expect a little bit. Come on, man.
Jesse Anderson is a program specialist at the Palm City branch for the Boys and Girls Club. Most of the time, he's encouraging the kids when they're swinging their golf clubs and coaching them to a better performance.
Just how I'm understanding, all sports come with different rules and regulations. You know, golf is very professional, for one thing. You know, you're not loud, and being noisy, you have to respect others on the court. You have to stay quiet.
Anderson says the children will need to pay close attention to what the instructor says, and just doing that will help them follow directions.
You have to be a good listener. You know, you just can't just come out. This is a very practical game. You know, it's very hands-on. You just pay attention to what's going on, understanding the surroundings.
Just after the first lesson, Anderson had already witnessed improvement from the kids when conducting themselves, and he's interested in seeing what else this program will bring. For an archive of this story, visit our website at WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kenrick Thomas.